and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took 8 pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, 2 diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News.
Thousands of Wisconsin residents took to the streets over the weekend for dozens of No Kings protests across the state. For more, here's Civic Media's Max Martinson.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Civic Media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We've got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Monday morning, October 20th, 2025. 10-20-2025. Wow, it is Monday morning here. It's a beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or watching us on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, and more. We appreciate you being here. I got a question for you. What would I do without Parker Olson producing this thing? Because like 30 seconds ago, he just like disappeared out of the frame. And I thought for sure something had gone terribly wrong. And I thought, well, if he's not there, it's like if the pilot is incapacitated. Can I bring this thing down on wheels? You know, I'm like, if he can't go to commercial or something, if you just leave, do I just talk for 3 hours straight, like through the breaks? How would that work? 3 hours straight,
cold opens, cold closes.
Yeah.
It would be absolutely awful. But you know what, Pat? You could do it because I believe in you.
If anybody could yap for 3 straight hours, yeah, I suppose it could be me. It reminds me of an old episode of MASH where Hawkeye is in a Jeep accident out in the middle of nowhere. Okay. And this, you know, Korean family takes him in. He realizes he's risking a concussion and he doesn't dare, you know, lose consciousness. So he has to keep talking the whole time. So he talks through the entire episode and the family looks at him like he's crazy, but he knows he just has to keep talking. I feel like that show made an impression on me in some way, shape, or form. Just keep talking. And that's how I ended up with this job on the radio at 6:08 on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
How was your quintessentially cliche fall weekend? It was beautifully autumny out here.
It was like perfectly fall. It was great. Mm-hmm. Pretty good weekend. Had a good night on Friday over in Whitewater. Had a good football game there. Then on Saturday, did a little coverage here with Civic Media, doing some No Kings coverage. That was always
fun. Think? Like what? Maybe a couple hundred paid agitators? Was that pretty much it there? I mean, that's the impression I got from listening to some people. It was just a handful of vagabonds, or was the crowd a little bit bigger?
It might have been a little bigger. It might have been, I would say, at least 10,000. I have seen as high as 15,000, I think,
yeah,
in Madison.
Yeah.
So. That's a lot of money, Pat, to pay all those people.
I know. I'm surprised George Soros is able to afford breakfast this morning with all that. I wish I would have done a better job of collecting some of the best signs that people were carrying.
Oh, God.
Because
I couldn't
again,
keep track of them.
Occasions like this remind us that for all that is serious and troubling about life in America these days, we're also surrounded by really funny people. And sometimes adversity brings out the humor in some way, shape, or form. So I'm going to call those up at some point. We'll rattle through some of those together. But obviously, it was a good time was had by all. For the people that you said, oh, this is going to be a bunch of violent Antifa types, I'm not pretty sure people in dinosaur costumes and things like that, they're not too violent.
They're
actually quite fun.
There was an excellent tweet from Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer who was at one of the one in Milwaukee, I believe. He was at that No Kings protest. And he said that he asked a man in a frog suit next to him if he knew where the route was leading them. And the guy turns around and goes, "Are you Dan?"
Things you don't expect to hear from a man in a chicken suit. I know. I edited Selena Heller's report, and Selena will be with us shortly here to talk about who she all covered in Eau Claire. And the way that I edited it, you've got this one woman, you know, talking, and then another woman's answering a question, and then you hear a guy's voice, but he's in a chicken suit. And then you hear a woman's voice, but she's in a cow costume, an inflatable cow costume. And again, just did not look like a violent Antifa bunch to me.
No, I saw many a flamingo.
Yeah. They wanted to express themselves, and they did. And people go, well, that changed. Donald Trump's still president. No, sometimes you just need to express yourself. I've seen the Washington Post editorial that compares it to the Tea Party rallies of 2009, which, you know, I did not agree with the people at those rallies, but you had some of that same energy of people who wanted to gather and send a message, and the incumbents in office might be wise to listen to that and see if there's maybe something they could do differently. I don't know, like reopen the government. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, part of a big reason for that government shutdown is around the issue of healthcare and affordable health care. And that is something that a group in Western Wisconsin works on. Their name is GROW, G-R-O-W-W, for Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. And Bill Hogsteth is going to join us this morning in our 7 o'clock hour to talk about health care and the canvassing that they do all around Western Wisconsin to try to keep politicians' attention focused on health care. We'll have Dr. Kristen Lyerly, I believe. The aforementioned Selena Heller will be here. And then in our third hour, Laura Ann Bird, our favorite author, is going to tell us about book festivals. I don't think I've ever been to a book festival. Have you been to a book festival?
I've been to book fairs.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a kid. Well,
fairs and like Scholastic books or something, yeah. Where you get the little Pizza Hut coupons and things like that. Yeah.
Do you remember box tops?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love collecting the box tops and getting things like that. You bet. You can call or text the show 855-75-CIVIC 855-752-4842. You can call us or text us or leave us a voice note using the Civic Media app. You, of course, can put something in the comment sections on the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages, or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages, like Alicia saying good morning, Pat, over on YouTube. We appreciate that very much. I loved hearing, you could just hear this drone, this hum all over Wisconsin this weekend. And it was the combines. There's any combine that can operate, that can work at all, was out in the fields this weekend.
Yes.
Because the weather was just right. And they got, you know, you got to get that stuff off while you can, especially while there's still a market for corn or soybeans, or storage space, as the case may be. So you had the fall colors that are starting to pop at the right time. Y'all see what I'm doing yet here? I'm trying to avoid talking about the Brewers and the Dodgers.
You know, I was wondering about it. When you said there was a drone over Wisconsin, I thought that was going to be the transition into it.
No, it's let's get into it for this reason.
Can we not?
Oh, we have to. Look, there's a bit of feng shui to the Brewers season, in that it both started and finished.
Yeah.
With four games from hell.
That's true.
Just no other way around it. Those first four, you know, the first three, I think, were against the Yankees, or were all four against the Yankees. I forget.
Three.
And then what happened with the Dodgers. And yet, I really thought I might be angry at the end of this all. But, you know, because again, the Brewers can't make it, you know, to the World Series. I'm not angry, especially after that last game. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, 10 strikeouts as a starting pitcher, and as a starting pitcher, 3 home runs, including one that left Dodger Stadium. It left Dodger Stadium. I am a lifelong baseball fan. All right. I know my baseball. So for me to not even grudgingly accept, but to willingly accept the notion that we're seeing somebody who is far better than Babe Ruth ever was, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle. Oh, this guy is so amazingly special. And when he has a game like that, you're like, what can you possibly do? And you're going up against a half a billion dollar payroll that, unlike in July when we beat them, they were healthy. They were firing on all cylinders. And you just got to tip your cap.
Yeah. You know, the Dodgers did what I wish the Brewers did, and that is peak at the right time.
Yes. Yeah.
That really sucks, because that is something, especially in college, I've noticed. If you talk to college coaches, they say a lot about peaking at the right time. Yes. And Shohei's just generational, and
I think I mentioned at one point that one of my goals this season was, I know so many people at Brewers games all the time, because, you know, people put up on Facebook, you know, hey, I'm at American Family Field, whatever. And I would always be looking at the crowds and really wanting to see somebody I know in the crowd. And I have to admit, I came up short on that one. But the next day, when the Mariners played the Blue Jays in Seattle, and that series is tied up 3-3 now, right?
Yeah, game 7 tonight, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, from college friends of ours, a husband and wife out in Seattle, put up on their Facebook, they were caught on the Jumbotron during, there was a big home run. I've lost track of who hit it now, but an eighth inning home run that helped put Seattle up, and they went on to win the game. And there's just this look of joy. They're looking at each other as the rest of the crowd is going crazy after this home run. And they were up on the Jumbotron. They were able to get a photo of it. And I was so happy for them, but I'm like, but I wanted that to be us. I wanted to see, you know, Joe Zepecki and Melissa Baldoff there in the crowd, you know, after we eliminate the Dodgers. And
it's supposed to be me.
It's supposed to be us. However, because I'm, you know, this is the kind of bitter, passive-aggressive person that I am sometimes.
Oh, boy.
We eliminated the Cubs. We eliminated Craig Counsell and the Cubs. So, you know what? It's the season's not all lost.
The Cubs are still coping so hard.
I know.
It's so weird. It's beyond even, what I can comprehend as normal at this point. Now it's just, weird. It's worse than Bear fans are during the offseason.
I was going to say, they're trying to take their minds off of, you know, the Bear stuff as best they can. Alicia puts on YouTube, I was able to provide some emotional support to a couple of people over the Brewers game. Sometimes you need to be the emotional support animal for your friend, the baseball fan or the football fan, whatever the case may be. And Tony's up early in Ashland, puts up on YouTube, I'm pretty sure a book festival is like Woodstock, but they play audiobooks over the speakers instead of music.
Can you imagine listening to the Lord of the Rings over loudspeakers in a field?
Could happen.
I'd love this idea.
Let's see. We've got also the daily newsletter that Ellie puts out for Up North News. That is out and about. You can sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. And sports-wise, she notes that the Bucks now have three Antetokounmpo brothers on there. There's Giannis, of course, and Thanasis, if I'm saying that right. And now Alex, who's 24, was signed to a contract earlier this month. And also, this one is also not maybe in my wheelhouse, but probably Parker's. I'm sure you were a big fan of the Gilmore Girls. And
Sorry.
The show is famously set in the fictional New England town of Stars Hollow, which is everything an ideal small town should be: a lively, walkable downtown complete with bookshops, antique stores, bakeries, and diners. And in the newsletter today are five Wisconsin places worthy of Stars Hollow. So if you're channeling your inner Gilmore Girl, these are the places where you could go and feel like you're on a TV set. And that and much more is in our newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. All right, we'll talk more about what's in the news today. Then Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up following that with today's history lesson. Selena Heller with more about the No Kings rallies and much more. Live from the heart of Lake Wissota. No, live from the heart of America's up north here on Lake Wissota. See, it's Monday. I'll get some coffee and be back after this here up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, there is a lot to listen to throughout the day on Civic Media. Jane Mattinair will join us near the end of our program to preview her program, she and Greg Bach, coming up at 9 o'clock. But if you want to know what's happening all day long, you should be getting Civic Media's new daily newsletter. It's got lots of highlights, links to show notes, and more. Head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com. All right, well, we wanted to get the Brewers and Dodgers out of the way because that way we could get to some of the, you know, the more upbeat things.
The good.
Like Badger football? No, not that.
Okay, can I tell you something, Pat?
Sure.
I was driving home from covering the No Kings protest in Madison, and I had a notification on my phone from Channel 3000 about the Badger game, which is a weird thing to get notifications about the Badger game. And it said that the Badgers hold Ohio State scoreless. And it meant during the second quarter, but I was driving, so I just like quickly glanced at it. I was at a red light, don't worry.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw hold Ohio State scoreless, and I saw 17-0. And I thought there is no way that the Badgers have scored not only 17 points, but are winning against Ohio State. And sure enough, they weren't.
They weren't. No, they were not.
No.
I mentioned, you know, that you might get a chance to listen to history if the Brewers were to, or the Badgers were to knock off number one Ohio State. That didn't happen. But I could understand that in that same, the same spirit of that text message, the Badgers claiming victory in that the week before they lost to Iowa 37-0. And this time around, they only lost 34-0. To the number one team in the country, they actually lost to that's a moral victory in nobody's book whatsoever. But you know, to be outscored 71-0 in the past two games.
Can I read you the results of the last 27 Wisconsin drives?
The last 27 Wisconsin drives?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. I'll bite.
punt, interception, punt, 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 end of game, punt, punt, and turnover on downs, punt, punt, turnover on downs, fumble, punt, interception, interception, punt, field goal, hey, punt, interception, punt, 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 punt.
Punt. That's amazing. Wait, where was the field goal? Was that back in the Michigan game?
I have zero recollection.
Oh, man. That is just brutal.
It's not good.
And it's not going to get much better this coming Saturday when they're in Eugene, Oregon to take on the sixth-ranked team in the country. But you'll be able to hear the game on some Civic media stations. And let's see, it'll be on FS1 this weekend as well. And it says here in Eugene, Oregon, that the now, everything's got like little either sports gambling or ticket things. And I don't know which ticket site this is, but down at the bottom says, and tickets available from $216. So that is not to see the Badgers. That's to see Oregon.
Yeah.
Shall we say, take on the Badgers. That's what that's
take
about.
Out the Badgers.
Take out the Badgers, as the case may be. The volleyball team, the women's volleyball team, they played at the Fieldhouse both Friday and Saturday. On Friday, they swept 23rd ranked UCLA 3-0. But then yesterday, they lost to 25th ranked USC 3-1. So on the season now, they are 13-3 overall.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was texting. But this was back when the Packers weren't looking so great yet in the game against Arizona. Which
Did they ever look great?
I wouldn't say great, no. Yeah. And he says, well, all I have left is Badger women's hockey.
Could
not disagree with him on that one.
Both Badger hockey teams have scored more than the football team.
That's true. That's true. They have
for weeks
scored. Yes. Let's see. The women's hockey team, they are, oops, I page here. There we go. They were taking on Vermont and Union College 8-1 and 4-0. So they did all right. They will next play Saturday afternoon at home against Minnesota State. The men's hockey team, meanwhile, is currently 2 wins, no losses, 2 ties. So, you know, they're not. They were rather disappointing last season. Let's just put it that way. So
Badger men's hockey is kind of a nut that I can't crack. Every year there seems to be a bit of hype and then little to no delivery.
Which is why my friend said, yeah, at least I've got the Badger women's hockey team to look forward to. Yes. But hey, getting back to the Packer game, it did finally go well in the end, but it should not have been that dramatic. It should not have been that close. They were in a 10-point hole for a chunk of the game before going on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 27-23. But it was like the last game, just not. Are we this spoiled now that we won and yet it doesn't feel satisfying?
I mean, to be fair, I don't remember feeling very good about a lot of Packer wins in my life. It never feels exactly like, man, we really got them in that one. It's kind of like, yeah, we won.
I think it is a bit of we were spoiled because,
yeah,
you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were both generational talents. They're very exciting. Jordan Love is a very good football quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not a great quarterback.
No, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No, we had two back-to-back great quarterbacks, and that was wonderful. Those were good times, and now I think we just need to be happy that you have to grind out these wins now.
Yeah.
And I think everybody wants to see, you know, a pass to Golden or Tucker Kraft, and it's, you know, 62 yards every time, and it's just not going to work that way.
No, I will hang my hat on Micah Parsons, who, by the way, Cardinals, what are you doing?
Jerry Jones.
I know. How poor is your game plan if you're going one-on-one against the best D10 in the league?
Very bad. But again, thank you, Jerry Jones. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we are at Pittsburgh next Sunday. It's a Sunday night game.
Oh, baby.
So if you think we sound a little rough this morning, just you wait 7 days. Today's history lesson is next. We'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH. It's not just the United States that's having a hard time getting product into China. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Canadian farmers are struggling with the same issues. We'll find out what commodities being hit hard. That's next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Rick White's the president and CEO of the Canadian Canola Growers Association. He said, like many other farmers in the United States, they're struggling to try to get their canola back into China.
What's going to be on the table is up to our elected officials. Since these tariffs have come on, no canola has been going to China, whether it's seed, oil, or meal. We know this is a political problem. It's going to take a political fix. We just want to see results and get back to free and open trade with China.
Rick White, he's president and CEO of the Canadian Canola Growers Association. Saskatchewan is Canada's largest canola growing province. They've seen their exports shrink by more than 75% in the wake of losing China as its single largest customer. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we roll into a Monday. Grain trade holding firm. Numbers are next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 177. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 177.5, while AA butter dropped 3.25 cents to finish the week at 159.5 per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 13 cents at 16.78. December's up a nickel, 16.56. December corn's unchanged at 4.22. November soybeans up 7.5 at 10.27. July wheat up 1.5, 5.43 a bushel. Hey, we'd like you to download our brand new app. The Midwest Farm Report app gives you all the news and information you're looking for, plus additional podcasts and great ways to interact with the staff. It's available for both Android and Apple. Download it. Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 30.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please. Something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Today's history lesson begins with a melancholy note, but starts off with Leonard Skinner. It was on this day in 1977 that Leonard Skinner members Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines died in a plane crash in Mississippi. Gaines' sister Cassie, a backup singer with the group, was also killed along with two pilots and the band's manager. Other members of the group were badly injured on this day in 1977. The group was never quite the same after that. On this day in 1973, in the Watergate scandal, the Saturday Night Massacre happened when President Richard Nixon fired his attorney general and his deputy attorney general after they refused to fire the Watergate special prosecutor. So who did Richard Nixon find to turn into attorney general on the spot on a Saturday night? Robert Bork, the guy who Ronald Reagan later tried to, or George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, should have appointed on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that didn't work out so well. So we're underway with today's history lesson for a Monday morning, October 20th, and joined now by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who promised us last week that she would not be here last Friday, that she was going to take actual time off.
I did.
Not the time off, and then we see her at some conference with some VIP, or she's on some global network or something. She was actually just going to take some time off. Did you do it?
I did it, and it was a blast.
It was a what?
Blast.
A
it
blast?
Was so much fun. Yeah.
That's great.
We were in Mexico City. We were doing yoga. We did a cacao ceremony. We ate the greatest food. We did the dancing and the people. It was amazing. I'm exhausted.
That's great. Mm-hmm. But you still managed to put on a show on Saturday through the magic of pre-recording.
Yeah. Isn't that cool how that works?
Yeah.
It's such a good show, too. You know, we all, I don't know about you, I thought the Brewers would win at least a few games.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm really sad. I'm disappointed. I get it. But I'm still feeling nostalgic. So that was our Saturday show. Dr. Pat McBride, he was the first bat boy for the Brewers when they came to Milwaukee in 1969. And he has story after story of Bob Uecker and Hank Aaron and you name it. And he's got a story, not just about the Brewers, but also about the Bucks, because he was their equipment manager,
yep,
and the Packers. I mean, it just flows out of this guy.
I know. Just great stories. Love the book. Was it The Luckiest Boy in the World?
He thinks he is, and I agree.
Absolutely. So you can listen to the show by wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever. Look for the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. Catch it across the network Saturdays at noon. Getting back to the history lesson, the Sydney Opera House was officially opened on this day in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth. This is the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Tom Petty.
The song has taken on such significance in this day and age, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? No, I won't back down. Tom Petty passed away in 2017 at the age of 66. Happy birthday to former Vice President Kamala Harris, the person that if more of you had voted for her, you could have spent yesterday at brunch instead of, you know, marching over the weekend. That's what one of the signs said. I'd rather be at brunch if Kamala were president. Happy birthday, Madam Vice President. And actor John Krasinski is 46 years old today. It was an instrumental song that was number one this day in 1979, and it was by trumpet player Herb Alpert.
How long has it been since we've had a good instrumental reach number one?
That's a great question.
Oh, wow. I can't think of one. Enjoy this instrumental music while Pat looks it up.
I was going to say, the look on his face is like,
let's see if we get the Beethoven was on there. Let's see. This is going in order, starting from backwards. There's the theme from A Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra in 1960. Mm-hmm. There was Calcutta by Lawrence Welk in 1961. The Stripper by David Rose in 1962. you probably want me to get more to the point. Here, yep. Chariots of Fire, the Miami Vice theme in 1985. We had the Star Wars Cantina Band, you know, a few days back.
Well, that wasn't the actual. That was.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes. Yeah, nothing recent that I'm seeing here, but somebody will probably correct us by going into the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube, which is just where you should do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. On this day in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. On this day in 1818, the U.S. and the United Kingdom settled the Canada-U.S. border at the 49th parallel for most of its length. Happy birthday to Mark King of Level 42. He is 67 years old today.
That makes me feel very 80s.
It's very 80s. It's a very 80s tune. Yep, I like it. On this day, 3 years ago, Liz Truss, you remember the name Liz Truss? She stepped down as British Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party amid a political crisis, serving only 45 days before resigning. The least time of any British Prime Minister, and leading Americans everywhere to ask, how do we get that kind of a deal over here? You remember when some news site or something actually did a webcam with a head of lettuce to see if Liz Truss's premiership would last before the head of lettuce spoiled?
No.
The lettuce won. That was amazing. Happy birthday to Snoop Dogg. He's 54 years old today.
He's only 54. Like 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face.
Looking on the case. Trying to find a hella taste. He was born Cordozer Brodus Jr. in Long Beach, California.
His and parents, he and Martha Stewart make a delightful couple.
They are a lovely couple. It's a little extra work to be a Snoop Dogg fan if you're on the radio. Do you know how much digging I had to go to find the clean version of this song?
Do you know how hard I had to listen back to this song to make sure that you were right?
That I picked the clean version? Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I do know. I have a rough idea. On this day in 1998, Richard Pryor received the first ever Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The list of recipients is a who's who of comedy legends. Conan O'Brien was given the award earlier this year. On this day in 1979, Bob Dylan made his only appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing three songs from his album Slow Train Coming, When You Gonna Wake Up, I Believe in You, and this. This is You Gotta Serve Somebody. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. On this day in 1955, oh, you were mentioning this before, Lord of the Rings, Parker. The third and final volume of the trilogy by J.R.R. Tolkien was published this day in 1955. Peter, Paul, and Mary, their self-titled debut folk album, was the top of the album charts with singles like this one. This is what I love most about this segment. Is the songs that get popular in this country and how they range from Peter, Paul, and Mary to Snoop Dogg, mm-hmm. with a little Bob Dylan thrown in there someplace and a little trumpet playing as well.
If there's that an doesn't earworm tell you, in there for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
If that doesn't tell you America's a melting pot, I don't know what does.
Exactly. And finally, Calypso singer Harry Belafonte stepped into a recording studio in New York City this day in 1955 and uttered that immortal word. There are Brewers fans right now going, wait, that was part of a song? Because they play that all the time.
That's this Parker, Brewer fan.
You are pointing to yourself.
I had no idea this was actually a thing.
Also, Freddie Mercury. Seriously? Remember when he did that at Live Aid?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. Okay, now bring this up a bit. Parker's got to understand there was actually a song involved here.
Yeah, I only knew the Freddie Mercury thing, actually. Come to think of it.
You have to learn a little bit about this guy and the work that he did in the civil rights movement. He was brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Harry Belafonte recording Deo, the Banana Boat song, this day in 1955. What do we have on the National Day calendar for today, Mr. Olson?
National Day calendar? Well, Dr. Lally, you'll appreciate this. It's Health Education Week.
Yay! Let's do that!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I know we've talked about this before, a real health education, not the, you know, the make-believe version that people have been foisting on our children and not giving them proper information and having them properly equipped. And then they come to doctors like Dr. Lyerly and go, I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Or I thought it was that.
Yes.
But if you don't have real good information, you can't make real good decisions for yourself, especially when it comes to sensitive topics.
Yes. So in your school district, insist on an actual health curriculum.
Please.
Not a fantasy one. What else you got for today?
It is also Write a Review Week, which I think means it's a great time to write a review about maybe how you think the health services people are doing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or just go on Yelp and complain about your local restaurant because they didn't give you enough fries.
You could go to Apple, and where you're following this show as a podcast and the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show, you could leave a review there.
That's smarter.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And because we're asking you for reviews on both shows, you can go in widely different directions. Well, first there's the delightful Dr. Lyerly, and then there's this crusty guy that's on in the morning.
Wow.
What else we got here for the calendar today, Mr. Olson?
It is Brandied Fruit Day, which I didn't know was something that people did.
Oh, but I'm intrigued. Because you have to get prepared for the holidays. It's time.
I have to admit, I've never made brandied fruit.
Oh,
no. You do?
Well, it's my understanding, and I could be wrong here, and a listener will correct me, but I do believe you just put the brandy and the fruit in a jar, and then you let it sit.
Yes. I say that not because of brandy, but I do know the best old fashions that I ever had were in Madison at Johnny Delmonico's, where they were served with cherries that had been in a big old jar of Knob Creek bourbon.
Uh-huh.
For a very long time, the cherry infused Knob Creek bourbon old fashioned is a joy to behold.
And it is a necessity because in the olden days before refrigeration, when you harvested your fruit, you needed to preserve it. So brandy.
She's not just a fine girl. She's a way to preserve your fruit.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. So there you go. Brandied Fruit Day is today. And what else do we got in little entertainment clips? Parker, you want to emphasize
stuff? If you've watched the show Special Forces, it's like celebrities go through military training, basically, and has contestants to see how long they can last, essentially. Johnny Manziel was in it. But hey, our man, Randall Cobb, he's still there.
Get
is
out.
He?
Yeah, he's still doing it.
Oh,
he's doing the
I'm
thing.
I'm not surprised.
Oh. I love that dude.
Me too.
See, Special Forces. I mean, that is probably is a bit life endangering if you screw up, you know, some of the things that they do there. Whereas I'm more of the wipeout kind of guy. That's my idea of basic training. Where you're running
Pat
along
looks at the course and he's like, I'm just going to jump in the pool.
I'm just going to jump in the pool before I get a pie in the face and the big old punching bag or jump on the big ball. And you know, the way those people fall on wipeout has me genuinely concerned for their safety. Like, I don't want to watch somebody die and wipe out. I want to laugh at their falls and foibles.
Yeah.
So fall correctly, kids. Mm-hmm. We'll be joined by Up North News reporter Selena Heller coming up. I'm Pat Wrightlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mr. Breeze.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio.
On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones?
Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The city of Hayward will be doing a fall pickup of leaves, pine needles, and brush. All residents are directed to have their debris out on the curb or in the alley on the edge of their property by today. City crews will pick it up only once. If your debris is not ready when the trucks are in your neighborhood, you'll have to hold the debris until spring. The city will only be picking up leaves, pine needles, lawn clippings, and brush. They want the leaves, needles, and lawn clippings in a separate pile from the brush. Do not bag or put the leaves in any sort of containers. The brush must be kept separate and stacked orderly in 8-foot maximum lengths. Tree limbs from trees have been trimmed to be allowed. However, entire trees taken down in the responsibility of the homeowner. Stumps, garbage, trash, or other building remodeling debris will not be accepted, and you must make your own arrangements to dispose of these items. Again, the city of Hayward will be around neighborhoods to pick up leaves, pine needles, and lawn clippings, and some brush, but the brush must be in a separate pile. The Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock until noon today. They are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63. For more information, you can visit haywardfoodshelf.net. Again, that's haywardfoodshelf.net. Click on the link that says Need Food, and you'll be directed to all the information that they need in order for you to pick up food. There is no financial requirement, and everyone is welcome to attend. Again, 9 o'clock, the Hayward Community Food Shelf, located out on Highway 63 here in Hayward. Super Senior classes start at 11 o'clock today. This will be at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street in Hayward. This is a $2 class and 45 minutes long, geared towards those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and of course, having fun. Again, the Hayward Senior Resource Center sponsoring Super Seniors, 11 o'clock today at the Senior Resource Center. On Tuesday, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock. This is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward, 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats and produce available, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of their financial situation. Check it out at spiderlakechurch.org. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf, 10 o'clock at the Hayward Spider Lake Youth Center. Powerful Tools for Caregivers classes starting on Tuesday at 3:30 until 5:30. This will be held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. Classes help caregivers take better care of themselves while caring for a friend or a relative. Whether you provide care for a spouse, partner, parent, friend at home, or in a care facility, and whether you live down the block or miles away, your role is very important. Again, Powerful Tools for Caregiver classes starting at 3:30 today at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Nyman Avenue in Hayward. Again, lots of great resources there for caregivers. Solon Springs Girl Scout meeting at 5 o'clock today at the cafeteria at the Solon Springs School. Again, Girl Scouts meeting at 5 o'clock in the cafeteria at Solon Springs. Girls Varsity Volleyball at a regional tournament starting at 7 o'clock at Ladysmith High School. Again, Spooner Girls Varsity Volleyball will be at a regional match at the Ladysmith High School at 7 o'clock. Girls Varsity Volleyball for Hayward will have a home game at 7 o'clock against Somerset. Again, Tuesday the 21st, 7 o'clock, Girls Varsity Volleyball for Hayward will have a home game against Somerset. The Solon Springs Retake Picture Day will happen on Wednesday the 22nd. This will be at the Sandy Slade Gym. Again, Retake Picture Day from Life Touch for the Solon Springs School District on Wednesday, the 22nd, in the gymnasium. Tech support is being offered on Wednesday starting at 10 o'clock at the Forest Lodge Library located at 13450 County Highway M in Cable. Maybe you have a device that you need help with, trouble figuring out your cell phone. Eric can help you with that and more. Bring in your device and or questions related to tech issues anytime to the library between 10 and 3 o'clock. It's all free and drop-ins are welcome, or you can schedule an appointment with him. The number to call is 715-204-7501. And again, you can also have laptops and iPads available for you to check out with him as well. Again, tech support happening at the Forest Lodge Library on Wednesday the 22nd, starting at 10 o'clock until 3. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf, again, will be happening at 10 o'clock on Wednesday at the Spider Lake Youth Center in Hayward. Lots of meats and produce available, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, this is being held at the Spider Lake Youth Center in Hayward, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf, opening up from 10 until 3 at the Spider Lake Church Hayward campus at 11255 Highway 77. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. You might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites like Snapchat, Amazon Alexa, Roblox, and Wall Street Journal, was down. The company says they have traced the worldwide problem to a facility in Virginia. The Louvre is closed for another day following the brazen jewel heist on Sunday morning.
The suspects making off with eight items, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, two diadems, and elaborate diamond brooches. It all played out 9:30 Sunday morning, officials immediately shutting down the museum.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump says he will address the issue of beef prices later this week, claiming the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to tame inflation. A decade after a landmark study proved feeding peanut products to young babies could prevent peanut allergies later in life, new research finds the change has made a big difference, cutting peanut allergies significantly. This is ABC